Preface. In August 1787, Thomas Jefferson authored a letter to his nephew, Peter Carr, who had lived with Jefferson at Monticello. At the time, Jefferson was living in Paris while serving as a vital diplomat for the emerging American nation. In the letter, Jefferson advised Carr about various topics, including religion. Quote, "Fix reason firmly in her seat, and call to her tribunal every fact, every opinion," Jefferson wrote. "Question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there be one, he must more approve the homage of reason than that of blindfolded fear," end quote. Question with boldness. When I first read those words, they instantly captured me. It's as if they were embedded now in my soul. And since reading them many years ago, I have tried to the best of my ability to live by them. I think it's one of the reasons why so many in my audience respect the work my team and I have accomplished over the last couple of decades. Of course, questioning with boldness can also be very dangerous. There are many people in power who wish I and tens of millions of other Americans would just shut the heck up and do what we're told. That would, after all, make it a whole lot easier for the ruling class to achieve its goals of further consolidating its wealth and authority over the rest of society. Asking questions is one of the most important things any American can do today, because the root of so many of the world's problems have been concealed from the public. Only by asking questions can we discover the truth and chart a new course for the United States. Throughout this book, you're going to discover many concepts very few people today understand or have even heard of. Some of this material will shock you, as it did me, and I'm really not easily shocked. You'll at times be skeptical. That's a good thing. I do not want you to take my word for anything that is in this book, which is why I have included several hundred citations and mountains of direct quotes from the important sources. But I do have one request. Before we start our journey together, I would like you to just take a moment to think about how much the world you live in today has become a funhouse mirror distortion of the world you used to know and understand. Then I'd like you to answer or ask yourself the following questions. Why are large corporations becoming the champions of woke causes and engaging in political debates about things like voter identification laws? Why did the stock market grow substantially through 2020 and 2021, despite one of the biggest global economic collapses in history? Why did housing prices skyrocket in 2020 and 2021? Why are politicians in both the Democratic and Republican parties now spending trillions of dollars more than the government takes in? Why is no one afraid of runaway inflation? Why are central banks all over the world talking about creating their own digital currencies? Why are people who claim that climate change is an existential threat to human life building mansions on islands and beaches, despite alleged fears of rising sea levels and flying around the world in private jets that spew carbon dioxide into the atmosphere? Why are social media giants scrambling to stifle speech at every turn? Why are web hosting companies shutting down massive platforms that advocate free speech, silencing millions of people? Why are the heads of numerous Western countries, including Canada, France, the United Kingdom, Japan, America, all using the same Build Back Better slogan? Why are the leading figures on the left, including President Joe Biden, calling for stakeholder capitalism? And what's the difference between stakeholder capitalism and free market capitalism, free market economic models? Why do the American people no longer trust many of our society's most important institutions? Why does the media pay more attention to a tweet from Donald Trump than to a mob burning down a police station or rioters taking over whole city blocks for days at a time? Why is it we can't have an honest dialogue anymore? Why has every political dissertation and discourse become so vitriolic? Why are people on the ideological right and ideological left being canceled over the slightest societal misstep? Why were the size and scope of the coronavirus-related stimulus programs so large? Why did government officials distribute thousands of dollars to families who never lost their jobs nor suffered from any economic hardship during the pandemic? Why were massive corporations allowed to stay open during the COVID-19 pandemic while many small businesses were forced to close? Why has President Joe Biden worked so hard to impose coronavirus vaccine mandates on Americans, regardless of whether or not they have already developed natural immunity? Why are the people who have been vaccinated forced in many states to wear masks in public places, even when there are very few people present? If you don't know the answer to all of these questions, it's because you have yet to fully understand the Great Reset, the single most important topic I have covered in my entire career, and the movement that could finally snuff out the flame of liberty in America and indeed the entire world. I don't go into this expecting that you will agree with me on everything that I've written in this book, but I do firmly believe that if you approach this material with an open mind and a relentless commitment to pursue the truth, you will agree that the United States and indeed the entirety of Western civilization is in grave peril because of the Great Reset. Only strong resistance from those who believe in democratic principles and individual liberty can and will stop it.